This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy? Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
The South bracket, where Houston is the one seed, North Carolina is the two, Creighton is the three, and Kentucky is the four. Now we're cooking, RJ. As we know, in the South, it just means more.
And That's right, baby.
This region, it's this region that absolutely feels the spiciest. Obviously, to my eye, looking at it off the rip, there's like three or four teams I could see coming out of this region. What about you?
Oh, I've already pinpointed mine, but yeah, I can see Houston coming out. I can see Carolina coming out. I don't know that I can see Creighton coming out of it. I know that Creighton's a good team, but they're obviously a much, much better team at home. I'll tell you, Kentucky's playing good, man.
Yeah,
think Kentucky's one of the. I think if you were to just get rid of the entire season and only start with, like, I don't know, March 1st, Kentucky would be the overall one seed in the tournament. Like, they just would. They're playing so well. I think Kentucky is – if I was a one seed, I do not want them in my bracket at all. Not a chance.
I agree with that. I think a team like – you know, Houston in the regular season – and even in the conference tournament, right? They're like a Chinese bullet train, and then they get to the tournament, and they kind of turn into a Ford Ranger. Like, they might get you to your destination. Yeah, I'll give you a new one.
All right.
They might get you to your destination, but they also might need some repairs after a long weekend.
Okay,
you know what I'm saying? That's Houston in the tournament. In the regular season, though, it's a bullet train. But we talked about their style being so demanding that they're susceptible. Like, I could even see Florida. Florida could beat them, you know? It could happen. I'll go with Creighton in this region.
Ooh.
I'll mix it up a little bit. Just because I think they've really found something late in the season here with Ashworth coming on, and obviously, Kalkbrenner is just a, you know, two ends mismatch. Shireman can shoot the ball like crazy. So I'll say Creighton as a three seed. What about in terms of a sleeper here?
A sleeper. Let me go with – I mean, I can't call Kentucky a sleeper at four.
Right. People are very much woke on the Wildcats.
Yeah, they are definitely woke. Let's go BYU, man. Let's go BYU.
Okay.
I don't think they have the chance to win the division, to win the bracket, but I could absolutely see them getting to a point where they're in the Elite Eight. I could see them knocking off Houston. Maybe Florida knocks off Houston, and then BYU takes care of them. But I could see BYU as a little sleeper there. You know, TCU's an older team. I don't know that they're going to do it, though. I don't think they get out of their first round matchup with Gonzaga. So I'll take BYU.
Yeah, I think that's a good call out. You know, I'll go Florida. I'll say Florida because they have guards. They have guard play. You know, they've beaten Kentucky at Rupp. So I would say absolutely, you know, Florida is a team that could do it. And I like it as an eight. I won't go totally chalk there. What's the most exciting matchup here? There's a lot to pick from. There's a lot to pick from. I think this is a really good first round. What game's the best?
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial. And with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown. And through adaptable problem solving, we do just that. Learn more at marines.com.
Let's go with if Virginia gets out of the first four, Texas Tech, Virginia.
Oh, God. What the hell about that matchup intrigues you? I mean, you want to see 60 points scored?
No. It's just Virginia could be they could just defensively bind you up, and I think it would take a lot for Texas Tech to win that game. I think they could be an upset right there. Even though Virginia can't score, and they honestly should not let Virginia in the tournament. They don't score more than 40. But I think if they do get in, I don't know that any team wants to actually play that style of basketball.
No, I don't think anybody wants to play it. There's no doubt about that, including, like, the players that attend.
Right. Yeah.
Like, I wonder about Virginia moving forward. Like, I really don't think they should be in. I know they're going to get in if it's close because of their brand and their championship pedigree and all that. But I do kind of wonder just about where they fit in the new age, you know what I'm saying? Cause it's like, you don't go there to develop. You don't go there to develop for the NBA because that's not how NBA teams play. You're not going to have fun because you're scoring in the 50s and 60s. Now winning is fun, I guess. But like, if it was me, I'd be like, no, don't even call me. Don't even pick up the phone and call me if you're Virginia, Tony Bennett. It's not
awful.
I'm a volume shooter and I don't play defense. I'd be perfect. I'd be like Reed Shepard at Kentucky. I'd be perfect.
It's terrible. It really is. I don't know how they get anybody to go there. They won. You know, they got a championship. But honestly, I can't think of another team that won a title that just can't, with the same coach, that can't keep it together. Nobody goes there. Like, they don't get any prize recruits because nobody wants to play that style of ball. I don't know why they haven't figured that out. Why haven't they figured that out?
It's like,
nobody wants to play that
style. It's like when Georgia Tech ran the running the triple option. You know what I'm saying? It's like, yeah, that's not where any talented athlete ever wants to. That's not the system they want to play in.
No, you're cat.
It may be successful. It may win, but you don't want to play there if you have a choice.
No, you're capped because you don't have the talent. You gotta get the talent. You gotta develop players if you want to win there, and that's the problem. It's too hard to develop players in this NIL transfer portal era. You can't develop guys.
Yeah, but I think this is definitely gonna be the best region, no doubt about it. I think this is the one with the juiciest matchups. With like even a team like James Madison, you know, they won a lot of games and they beat Michigan State early in the year, so. You know, it would not shock me if, you know, they won a couple of games or at least one. So, yeah, I think this is the one where when it's all said and done, you know, I would be looking probably the most for. And then we haven't even really talked about Carolina, right? I mean, Carolina, there is the two seed. You know, they're playing their best basketball too.
Yeah, they are. Yeah. This is a good region. There's no doubt. Like, if I was Houston, I'm looking at the other two brackets we've already looked at. I'm like, dude, guys, why did you give me this insane region, and those two you gave cakewalks to? That's what happened. But that's the reality of it. That's going to happen in every tournament. There's always going to be a region tougher than others.
No question. So anyway, that will do it for the South bracket and the South region here in our BetQLU mock bracket special.